Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Holy cow, I've got Skinny as my sidekick here this morning. Tim from Savage, great to see you, my friend.
Well, it's good to see you. Welcome to Mondakistan. You didn't even need to use your passport to get in today.
I didn't. Well, they snuck me in through the, tri-border region, I think.
And, that works.
Yeah, we are here in Glendive at the Eastern Plains Event Center, the Epic Center. I remember that one here for the Gate Show. Have you noticed they got new lights in here?
Oh, it's beautiful. They're these great LED lights there, and it's just really bright in here. And good, they are a high efficiency light as well. And so, yeah, it's really lit up well. It's looking forward to a good show today. We got the state out here cleaning the parking lots, and they were out on the street. And so,
oh, really?
Everything's going to be good to go. And come on down to the gate.
Yeah, so it was, because usually we get in here and we're the first ones in and they turn the lights on. And it was like those old gym lights that had to kind of warm up for a little while. But even, yeah, it was a little yellow and kind of have a little darker tint to it. And now you're like, wow, you can see the shiny new pickups. You can see the shiny new equipment. And then, of course, the hot beef sandwiches and more will be ready to roll here in just a few minutes. But, you're down. This is my I can't believe this is my first time actually seeing you since you first went through Billings last diet. So you're looking great. Man, holy cow. You're lighter than me right now.
Well, I'm feeling great. We saw it was the election night party, so I was about six weeks in there. But, yeah, I'm down almost 90 pounds now. And I'm trying to level off. It just keeps coming off and coming off. But that's the beauty of this. Once you get yourself into eating healthy foods, and we were texting yesterday about this, you get to craving those good things. I mean, when you get a craving, how many people would think I crave a lettuce salad with some olive oil and salt and pepper?
Oh,
I mean, who would think that?
Yeah.
But 4 months ago, I would have thought, no, give me a pizza, man. But I craved the salad with a grapeseed oil. I mean, we went crazy the other day. We got a bunch of the different dispensers. We now have six different types of oil. We got grapeseed oil, sesame oil, all these different, because they all have different unique flavors and textures to it, and cooking with those. And so you develop into eating a healthy lifestyle, and that's one of the reasons I'm so glad that we've got Kennedy in at the Health and Human Services. And so get America healthy again.
Yeah.
We need to be rid of all this crap.
No, it is crazy. Yeah, I'll find myself, especially when I'm traveling, it's always hard to find vegetables. And I'm like, man, I need just some good vegetables. I got my meat and I can always grab some beef, a beef snack or something like that. But it's like, I want some good vegetables too. And sometimes that can be hard to find when you're traveling. But yeah, you do with Billings Last Diet, you develop this new lifestyle. It just becomes a habit and you develop good habits. You crave good things instead of craving those bad things. And I'm excited to hear as you now taper off of the program, move into phase two and phase three and things like that. And then you can go back to your old workout routine too. But you do it 90 pounds lighter. Holy cow, what's your workouts going to be like now?
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to pumping the weights and getting out and running again. I've never run at this lower weight. I'm looking forward to it. I plan at least a couple of half marathons this summer again. So that's going to be a great time.
Yeah. All right. Well, big news out of Bozeman, Montana. Confirmed Trende Aragua members arrested. If you haven't seen the MontanaTalks.com story, you know we're going to get to it right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions and some light snow showers developing today, especially in the Bozeman area, where up to around an inch is expected. High temperatures will range from 20 in Billings to the mid-20s in Bozeman. For tonight, areas of light snow 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, around an inch possible in Billings, with low temperature readings from 5 to 10 above expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth visited NATO headquarters Thursday, delivering tough words to the alliance, saying that member countries need to increase their level of contributions to 5% of national GDP.
Real investment, real urgency.
Secretary Hegseth says part of that need has been driven by the lessons learned over the last several years.
The war in Ukraine, the aggression by Russia, has been a factory reset for NATO, a realization that this alliance needs to be robust and strong and real.
And what does real mean?
We need the ability to create systems and the munitions necessary to sustain a fight.
The secretary adding that standing on principle is no longer enough.
You can't shoot values.
He is not someone you will ever think of when you think of.
And you can't shoot strong speeches. There is no replacement for hard power.
Kevin Ritzky, Fox News.
Hey, we've got an update on the efforts to ban Russian palladium and hopefully get the Stillwater mine back up and running here in Montana. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Recently, I got a chance to catch up with Heather McDowell, who is the Senior Vice President for Legal and External Affairs at the Stillwater Mine. Very cool guest. She grew up on a ranch in Bridger, did rodeo in college, and she had some great things to say about this very topic. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, since we're going to be here in Glendive, I got a chance to, well, slightly relax, I guess. We got some great guests who are going to join us later this morning. You know, we're up and running on the radio and on the Montana Talks app, of course, live on the radio, Billings, Bozeman, Livingston, Butte, and then Great Falls, Kalispell joining us around 8. And then our friends from Glendive and Forsyth and this neck of the woods, northeast Montana, they'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour, though a lot of people live tuning in on the app here in the early morning hours. Tim from Savage, he's just from north, just north of here, you know, right on, as we like to call it, the Mondakistan border, the Montana-North Dakota border. So he's with us all morning long on the app, but it's great to have him here in person with us here this morning because it's a little harder for us to take phone calls when we're out on the road. But keep messaging us on the Montana Talks app because we've got our producer, Caden, out here with us today as well. Great to break him out of the studio. Big thanks to Michael Foth for the man himself covering down back in the studio. But, yeah, so Caden's here, and he's going to be checking the app messages for us and much more. We'll have a number of guests that will join us later in the morning, so it's great to have Tim Tharp out of Savage here sidekicking with us here this morning. I don't know if you saw the story I put on our Montana Talks website last night, but what have we been talking about all week long? We talked about these drug arrests in Wolf Point. We talked about this burglary involving guns near Belgrade. Those four were put on an ICE hold, so obviously they have some sort of a questionable immigration status, most likely illegal aliens, but all we know is they're on an ICE hold. And, well, you know, here we've been saying all week long, and then we had the former FBI Hispanic gang expert on the show saying, look, he straight out said, this is TDA, this is Trende Aragua. And then yesterday the news breaks, 6 Trende Aragua gang members with known ties to TDA arrested in Bozeman, Montana.
Well, and then the first clue on that is what you had mentioned a few days ago, is that connection right out of Aurora, which is where we heard all of the problems happening a few months ago, which then they said, well, it was only a couple of apartment complexes. Not like they took over the whole city. So it's okay if foreign illegal nationals come in here and take over a few apartment complexes. But yeah, the connection there is obvious. And it's just like all of this Doge stuff, you know, that you're holding up a mirror to this and revealing what's obvious to the rest of the world. And people are just now starting to get it. And you were ahead of the news and leading the drive to get the information on these illegals in Montana and recognizing that these people have been embedded here for a while, and it's about time that we did something to get them out.
Yeah. So, yeah, here's the official news from HSI, which is Homeland Security Investigations under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. ICE, HSI, Denver special agents, arrested 6 known TDA members and associates during an operation in Bozeman and Belgrade, Montana, February 12th, alongside our federal partners at the DEA and the ATF. We are going to arrest those who negatively impact our community's safety. So there you go. I've got a photo of one of the arrests as it happens on our Montana Talks website right now. That was the photograph that was shared by HSI. On their own Twitter account. And, you know, what was interesting, Tim, to your point, too, about you know, here's what we've been talking about for over a year. Well, really, for the last 4 years, we've been talking about our open borders. And how many of the liberal media, the freezer morgue media, as I refer to them, because they ran with these fake stories about a freezer morgue in Helena, how many of them tried to downplay the open border impacts? They downplayed the TDA story. I mean, and then they even, you know, like the leftists on Twitter here in Montana, on the Montana Politics hashtag, they would mock Attorney General Austin Knutson. They would mock the governor. They would try to mock us when we were raising these concerns and pointing out factual information. And it's just like, here you go. Once again, we've been right. These guys have been downplayed, the greatest threats, and they've been a part of every hoax every step of the way.
Well, and then minimizing it. That's what is frustrating to me, is that they're minimizing it. Oh, there's only a few apartments in Aurora that have been taken over. Well, how many is too many fentanyl deaths? And you've talked to people from the reservation as well, you know, people who've lost family members. Any number is unacceptable, and we need to be cracking down on this. I mean, that's the pipeline for these illegal drugs, for all of these deaths, for all of the corruption. It's about time. And amen, we're finally getting some control here, and we're going to step in. And like the Trump administration has been saying, let these people self-deport. If they don't want to be arrested, then there's an easy way out. That border is just as open getting your tail back out of here as it was when you came in.
So what was kind of cool, Dan Bruner is the former FBI Hispanic gang expert. He now lives in Bozeman. He's got the Bruner Sierra Security Consulting Group. He sent out a tweet. Actually, I hadn't seen the HSI tweet with the photos from the arrests. He sent out a tweet, and somebody else sent me his tweet. And I'm like, oh, that's the guy we've been talking to. Well, the other guy who sent me Dan Bruner's tweet is a guy named John Fabricatori. John Fabricatori was the ICE field office director for the state of Colorado and for the state of Wyoming. He ran for Congress as a Republican down in Colorado last cycle against Democrat Congressman Crow. And the liberal media covered for Crow. Crow was downplaying the Trinidad Aragua threat, acting like it didn't happen. The entirety of the liberal media complex in Colorado covered for that guy. And here was John Fabricatori the whole time talking about the real threat. I mean, every single one of those people in those liberal media outlets and congressmen like that Congressman Crow guy should be thrown out on their hind ends, and they should be called out by everybody across the board. But no, the liberal media is going to do what they always do, which is just pretend nothing ever happened and just move on to the next thing.
Well, somebody's got to be gaining. Who's gaining when you're pretending that these issues aren't really happening? And it's all coming down. There's got to be some money going on there.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right. Well, apparently our coverage this week sent shockwaves throughout Northeast Montana because we'll talk more about that here right after this.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fox News commentary.
Democrats couldn't stop Trump with lawfare, but they're still using it to carry out their agenda and cover for their waste. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you thought the days of activist judges were over, well, you were sadly wrong, because Democrats are once again relying on these judges to do their dirty work and extend the grift another day. They say exposing waste, fraud, and abuse presents a constitutional crisis because they know once their waste and perhaps their kickbacks are exposed, the genie will never fit back in the bottle. So they're relying on judges to throw a wrench in the machine and slow down the effort. It's exhausting. We finally have a president actively doing everything he can to shrink the government and end abuse of your tax dollars, and he's coming up against this kind of resistance. And this is why nothing ever gets done in D.C. The people with a vested interest in the waste will go to any length to keep the gravy flowing. Your leaders are fighting for illegal immigrants and waste. And they think you're dumb enough to believe it's all about saving the Constitution. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. Yesterday, the United States Senate confirmed President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that being Texas native Brooke Rollins, in a 72-28 vote. The chamber confirmed Rollins as the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture.
I am dedicated and committed to providing all of you with the timely technical assistance that we will need to ensure that we have a farm bill that moves forward. My aim, after all, is the same as yours, the same that brought you to the Senate, the same that brought Donald J. Trump to the presidency again, and that is to serve the people in this great country.
Those comments came from Rollins' confirmation hearing back on January 23rd. Rollins is 52 years old and a Texas native and FFA alumni. She was an advisor in President Trump's first term, focusing on economic policies, and as DTN reports, gained more influence in Trump's world as founder and CEO of the American First Policy Institute. Rollins becomes the 33rd Agriculture Secretary and the second woman to hold the post following Ann Veneman in the early 2000s. Don't go too far. We're going to be talking about the death tax and new legislation introduced to repeal it. You're listening to the Western Ag Network.
Hello, I'm Chance Merrill, credit officer at Montana Livestock Ag Credit. Over the years, I've had many conversations with customers in their food truck, in their kitchen, or out in the corrals. I've found there are a few things our borrowers enjoy most about Montana Livestock. They enjoy interest rates that put savings in their pocket, quick turnaround on loans, credit officers who grew up in ag, and service at their doorstep. If your outfit needs a change, please give me a call at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Returning back this morning, agriculture groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, are strongly supporting the Death Tax Repeal Act. It's been introduced by Representatives Randy Feenstra of Iowa and Sanford Bishop of Georgia. The Senate companion bill is being led by Majority Leader John Thune, and it focuses on repealing the federal estate tax, also known as the death tax. For NCBA President-elect Idaho rancher Kim Brackett, taxes are always a top priority for NCBA.
Well, we know this administration is, we're really pleased with the 2017 tax package that President Trump put forward. And we know that's one of his priorities going forward in this next administration. We're very supportive of what his tax package was then and what we're hearing now. Of course, we need to address estate tax. We need to address stepped up basis. We also need to keep our finger on the pulse of the Corporate Transparency Act, seeing what's going on there. A lot of effort in the tax world, but we have key staff people working on this day in and day out.
Current death tax relief is set to expire at the end of 2025. Agriculture groups say it's vital that Congress act soon to provide permanent relief for family businesses. If the federal estate tax exemption reverts to pre-2017 limits, coupled with rapid inflation of rangeland values, many more families will be subject to the death tax. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Oh, now I just have to read this story. I mean, how do you not read this story? I was scanning the DailyWire.com headlines here this morning. A little last-minute show prep. Tim and Savage is scanning some different headlines, too. So we've been, smoking and joking. Well, not smoking, but joking during the break here. Check out this headline, Tim. HHS's Blackity Black Black Chief Equity Officer hides from Trump with new title. Because you got all these DEI staffers that were, you know, scamming the American taxpayers, scamming corporate America, shaking them down for cash. You know, the Al Sharpton way, the Jesse Jackson way. Yeah. But now, you know, directly as members of the federal government. So anyway, I got to read this story here. What are you, what have you been pulling up here in the meantime?
I just pulled up that story you're talking about here. His, he introduced himself as I am DIA D. Harris, ACF Chief Equity Officer. My pronouns are he, him, L, ill. I am unapologetically a black man. And he introduced himself as blackity black black man.
Like, unapologetically blackity black black man. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, man. Well, I wonder what he's going to be doing now as all these DEI scam artists are losing their taxpayer funding. So anyway, that was one of the headlines at thedailywire.com. Let's see. What else were we chatting about during the break there? Lane Nordland just had a good report there talking about estate taxes and death taxes. And, of course, the confirmation of President Trump's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. All this is good news. Kathleen Sagama, who has headed up the Western Energy Alliance, mm-hmm. is going to be Trump's pick for BLM director for the Bureau of Land Management. Wonderful. So that's good. You're getting pro-ranching, pro-natural resource industry folks into these key positions. And so she's a friend of the West, Kathleen Sagama, as well. We've had her on the show a number of times over the years. But I liked what Senator Steve Daines told us yesterday when he was on the show, and he said it on CNBC as well, that we can't just renew the Trump tax cuts and then they expire 8 years from now, 10 years from now. He said, I will not vote for a bill unless it is a permanent
yes.
cut to the death tax and a permanent cut to taxes. And I'm glad he's standing firm on that, because we can't just pass it again for a few more years. Permanent, just stop this, because we don't know what might happen from 6 years from now or 8 years from now. The Democrats will find some candidates that fake it, pretend to be moderate. And then what do? They raise their taxes.
Well, and kind of something that kind of concerns me, and I love everything that Trump has been doing, but you come in and say, hey, this is what Biden did, the power of the pen from the executive, and all of these executive orders and these dramatic changes that he's making are wonderful. And all we're doing is following the example that Biden set. Well, what does that mean the next time around? Does that mean that we end up getting a Democrat, just like you said, somebody fakes their way into office, and then the exact same thing happens to reverse everything? And we can't have those radical swings. We need to have permanency.
Speaking of that, did you see Rachel Maddow trying to take a shot at Elon Musk? The federal government's buying a bunch of Teslas just for Elon Musk. Well, it turns out that move was actually made by Joe Biden.
Yes.
You know, but she tried to, it's Trump. Here, Tim from Savage in the house with us here as we're broadcasting live from Glendive this morning. Again, big thanks to Michael Foth, man in the fort back there in the studio. Tim, you've done a bunch of broadcasting. In fact, you're getting into the busy season with some sports casting here pretty soon. So you know what it's like to be on this side of the microphone, on the other side as the app listener, and then, of course, Michael Foth doing yeoman's work covering the studio for us this morning as well.
Well, yeah, that's how I got into the sports casting, is because I started off on the other side running the board and, sitting there in the studio and running all the games, when I was working for KCGM back in the early 90s.
Scobie.
And then got a chance to put on the headset. And it's a lot funner on the other end, get to be at the games rather than listening to them. But, we're going into the real busy season. We got the District 2C starting next week, and that'll be Wednesday through Saturday in Sydney, and then Eastern A Divisional in Billings the week after, then the Eastern C Divisional back in Sydney the week after that, and then get some more local teams at state, and so possibly traveling out to Butte. And so this really gets busy. And then it overlaps with Lent, which is a little bit of a busy season for me as well. So.
Yeah, a busy Lent for the Lutherans out there. Yeah. By the way, how hard is it doing a church potluck when you're doing Billings last night? It's really not that hard, is it?
No.
Because once you make the decision that you're going to do the diet program and you're going to be committed, and you start to see so many great results, you're like, nope, I'm going to grab this and I'm going to grab this and I'm going to just ignore the rest.
Yeah, and I had some people ask me all the time. I'd say, well, I'm sorry to be doing this in front of you. I say, hey, no, not a problem at all. I look at my app. I see the weight lost. I see the percentage of fat loss. I see the percentage of lean muscle skyrocketing. I say, no, I'm good. You eat your cake. I'll eat my salad, and I'm happy. And I always got a cooler, and I always got some salad and a little bit of olive oil with it. I mean, if I get hungry, there it is. Or carrot sticks or cucumber slices. I mean, or some of the great IP products from from Billings last night. There's always these options. And you're seeing more and more healthy options available everywhere.
So when you do the remote option through Billings Last Diet, is it like a Zoom call that you do with your diet coach? Or how do you chat with your diet coach?
Yep. For me, it's every Monday morning at 8:15. It's a Teams call.
And oh, okay.
So we do that. And the scale, I've got like a scale at home that is connected Bluetooth to my app. And then the app is connected to the diet coach, and so she's able to pull everything up, and she sees exactly what I've logged in as eating, when I weigh in, and all of those different things. The only thing the scale doesn't do is the actual physical measurements, and so you need to do those and hand into them into the app. But other than that, it's almost as good as that fancy scale they have back at the office.
You almost sounded like either a hip-hop artist or doing an old-school nursery rhyme. My Bluetooth's connected to my smartphone. My app's connected to my... knee bone, yeah. You know.
Well, hey, I'm talking about your tech here. You've got a tablet now instead of the cover the table and falling on the floor with all the piles of paper.
Well, that's Caden. I mean, you know, you bring these young guys around, they got all this fancy technology stuff. So, yeah, we got a message from Right on John and Bozeman here talking about the ICE arrests in Bozeman. So we'll see what Right on John has to say here. Share that one with you here. Right after the break, yeah, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. And thanks to Caden, we got some fancy whippy-zippy technology to check.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so Right on John in Bozeman, you know, he's been spending a lot of time in, like, the warming shelters unfortunately, yeah. But as a result, he's seeing some interesting folks out there. He knows what's going on. And so, anyway, he said this earlier. He says, I know one, talking about, you know, probably illegal aliens, et cetera, that was recaptured, was in jail, and let out again on bail by a Bozeman judge. 5 cop cars to recapture this fella. I thought ICE would have sent him back to Colombia, not Guatemala. Anyway, that was from Right on John here. So he's saying that, you know, there's also a lot of challenges for local law enforcement when trying to bring in a lot of these bad actors as well. So, yeah, hats off, I know, to local law enforcement. I know they played a big role in working with HSI and ICE, ATF, DEA, et cetera, all in conducting this operation. But, I mean, we have been saying for years now that we know there is a huge presence. I mean, Stacey Zinn has been joining us on the show talking about the drug cartels infiltrating Bozeman and the Big Sky area in Gallatin County. And we knew that the Mexican drug cartels were pushing in. And then, of course, it was no big surprise that Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan illegal alien prison gang, would be moving in as well. And so, of course, this is what we're seeing. And so the 6 arrests where they say these are known Tren de Aragua members, I'd emailed, I think, was it Sheriff Springer or was it the police? I think it was the police chief a while back. And, you know, hey, when it was confirmed by DHS that Tren de Aragua was operating in Montana, and I emailed, hey, you know, from Gallatin County's perspective, have you had any interactions? And they're like, well, we have people that we believe were involved with TDA, but it's hard to confirm whether they are or aren't or were or weren't. Whereas in this case, apparently, they were very confident that, yes, these are known associates of Tren de Aragua, of TDA. And we've been talking about this for years, because all you have to do is go look at the jail roster and see all the illegal aliens that have been piling up in our jails. And then on top of that, what we've already known about the drug cartels and everything else. But they act like this is some sort of a surprise now in the rest of the media.
It's been going on, and I haven't talked to them, but I'm certain the local officials have got to be just super pleased with the fact that now they're finally getting some cooperation from the federal government, and that the feds are willing to come in and take these ICE people, ICE holds, and actually enforce the ICE holds, and then get them out of here, and then ship them out, and take care of that, and enforce the federal law, enforce the local laws, because the local people, if you didn't get the federal cooperation, their hands were tied. And like what Right on John was saying, the local ones, they're just, you know, they're arrested, but then they're kicked loose. And then, of course, you know, they're not showing up for their court date. And so they're just in the wind again. But now we're finally getting it. And you talk about these 6 arrests. I let's just correct that, the first six arrests, because we know there's going to be a lot more coming as they start to crack down on these illegal operations.
Well, and then everything that Dan Bruner was saying on the show earlier, I had Dan Bruner on the show last November or December, probably November, and actually it was kind of cool. He reached out to me. He said, hey, we've got some mutual friends here in Bozeman, and they were telling me, hey, you need to get on Aaron's show because he's been talking about Trende Aragua. I think it was right after we had Stacey Zinn, the former head of the DEA, on the show with us. And so he said, hey, some friends of mine were like, hey, you need to go on Aaron's show. And so he reached out to me, and I'm like, yeah, let's get you on. And you know, back then he was saying, look, we've known long before this secret DHS memo finally came out that TDA was operating in Montana. You know, now it's just official. And wasn't it also interesting? I looked at the date on that DHS memo story. And of course, that story came out like November 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, somewhere around that time frame. Because, of course, that memo would not have been released prior to November 5th of 2024.
What happened on November 5th? Did something occur that day that changed the world for us?
It was like an earthquake on the Temple Mount or something.
Yeah, you know what?
November 5th.
You know what I get a kick out is looking at these different federal agencies and the staffers that they have, all of these memos that are coming out and the things that they're putting out on social media. They have been wanting this change. I mean, you've got the deep state in there. You've got those lifelong bureaucrats who have, you know, want to value and keep their positions. But looking at these things coming out, I mean, looking at the what do they call them? Dear colleague letters, like from the Department of Education that I receive, you know, and they're saying, we welcome this. We want to welcome to the agency and all of these stories. There are good government officials that want these changes, and they're breathing a sigh of relief. Finally, we can do our job. We can do what we were asked to do, not just ship all of the money for drag queen shows and transgender surgeries for illegals in other countries.
Yeah. You and I were kind of joking during the break there because I was, you know, checking X, checking some of our tweets. By the way, our producer Caden from the Montana_Talks X account just shared a great photo of Tim and I here at the Gate Show in Glendive. First ones in the house this morning. And so you can see just how skinny this guy is after all the weight he's lost thanks to Billings Last Diet using that remote option. So again, it's called Billings Last Diet, but you could be in Whitefish, you could be in Butte, you could be arresting TDA members and then going back to your patrol car and having some of those pizza crisps, the protein pizza crisps right afterwards. Yeah. That was a good mission. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah.
You just have it in your patrol car with you. I like that idea. It's just like having snacks in your Humvee when you're coming back from a mission. Let's see. Oh, but we were joking. Jeff Essman had a funny tweet. What will the liberals in Big Sky say now after the arrest of these Trende Aragua? You know, I should pull up the actual words of the tweet here because I think it was the NBC Montana report. Where are we at here, man?
Well, and what it does is this points out the hypocrisy and the extreme racism on the left. That who will pick the vegetables? Well, and it's the exact same thing. Let's jump back a couple hundred years. Who will pick the cotton? It was the left that wanted slavery. It's the left that wants this and thinks that we're somehow making jobs if we're going to have them pick our vegetables or shovel our driveways or mow our lawns. I mean, how extremely racist of a comment is that? And so, yeah, the folks at Big Sky, who's going to shovel the snow now?
Yeah, so NBC Montana had this tweet. Breaking, Governor Greg Gianforte issued a statement after six members and associates of the transnational gang Trende Aragua were arrested in Bozeman. And Jeff Essman said, and the liberals up in Big Sky are going to say, dot, dot, dot. We all know what they were going to say. No. Who's going to shovel my snow? And so I sent back this little video image of a guy slamming his snow shovel on the ground and then stomping it. You know, that's the liberal temper tantrum in Big Sky. They're deporting all the guys that are dealing me cocaine and shoveling my snow.
That's how you have a temper tantrum in Big Sky, because not everybody can be Pocahontas and just get on a microphone and just start shrieking. And I don't know.
Really had the war paint on this week, hasn't she? Man, I'll tell you.
I wouldn't recognize her if she had a normal voice, but I don't know. Does she even have a normal voice? Or is every time, every media clip, every time you hear from her, or AOC, all they are doing is yelling and screaming and shrieking. There's no such thing as a dialogue on facts back and forth.
Or there's this fake, phony attempt at being normal. Remember when she's like, I am drinking a beer that I pulled out of my fridge, and it was like, okay,
my $12,000 fridge that doesn't look anything like what I pull my beverages out of.
Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, I know you're a good Lutheran, a Lutheran pastor. Does it just drive you nuts when you read headlines that there are Catholic NGOs, some Lutheran NGOs, and I know there are various affiliations, but that are part of these human trafficking operations on our southern border? It's got to just drive you nuts.
It does. And I know there's been a lot of controversy within that, and with Lutheran Social Services and some of the others, and they're getting all lumped together. And that's Trump's approach. I mean, he throws a bomb just to see what happens, and then the rats will scatter. And so, yeah, there may be some good ones that are mixed in there. It's doing some good work. But there's a lot of those NGOs out there that are just on the take and trying. You know, there are some good things. You know, like you see like American Red Cross. There's a lot of really good things that the American Red Cross does. But we also know that their CEO makes major bank. And there's a lot of money that are very high paid officials in there. And so there's some good and there's some bad. But, yeah, it is disappointing because I know that there's a lot of those religiously and denominational affiliated groups that are doing great work. But there's a lot of them that are just using it as a front to promote their ultra-left causes.
I mentioned that Governor Greg Gianforte sent out a statement following these arrests of these Trende Aragua members and associates in Bozeman. I'll get to that here coming up later on in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Tim from Savage, Tim's going to keep sidekicking with us into the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, Dan Bruner with the Bruner Sierra Group, the FBI Hispanic gang expert who joined us earlier in the week. He's going to be back with us today. I wanted to sneak him on later this morning to get his reaction to the news that he was basically already telling you. Of course it's Trende Aragua. He had a tweet last night like, wow, who would have known? Who would have known that there was Trende Aragua in Bozeman? You know?
Oh, hey, breaking news. It's cold outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's cold. Yeah. And there's Trende Aragua. Yeah, neither of those are surprising.
No.
All right, we got the legislative update right after this.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
And how refreshing it is. Put aside your political differences and just think about what a dramatic shift and change in terms of transparency and an ability of a president to have a wide range of questions. I mean, everything from about every country, reciprocal tariffs, China, India, Europe, the EU, a wide range of spontaneous topics, extemporaneous answers. The reporters are not predetermined. The questions are not predetermined. And he can go on and talk about this all day long. And we didn't have that for 4 years.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
It's been used as a store of value for thousands of years. It's known as a safe haven asset in times of uncertainty. It's breaking record after record this year, and many economists are predicting it could skyrocket even higher. Of course, I'm talking about the precious metal, gold. Right now, thousands of Americans are looking to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings. Even central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. Is it time you learn more about what precious metals can do for you? Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. Right now, the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, is offering a free gold and silver kit to arm you with the facts about how gold could potentially help safeguard your retirement. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy of the 2025 gold and silver kit free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions and some light snow showers developing today, especially in the Bozeman area, where up to around an inch is expected. High temperatures will range from 20 in Billings to the mid-20s in Bozeman. For tonight, areas of light snow, 1 to 3 inches in Bozeman, around an inch possible in Billings, with low temperature readings from 5 to 10 above expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Company.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
We've all heard the adage, technology's great when it works. Yesterday put an exclamation point on the challenges we're facing this session with the upgraded legislative website. It was frustrating, but it gives us a chance to talk about technology and its new role in the legislative process. Yesterday's challenges began with this broadcast when we told you that the hearing for Senate Bill 52 was scheduled for 8 a.m. in Senate Judiciary. That was based on the legislative hearing schedule that's technically posted 3 days in advance. The legislative website for years has allowed us to track bills and receive email updates as the bill moves through the process. Earlier this week, we received an email that said the hearing had been scheduled for 8 a.m. on Thursday. Yesterday, at 2 a.m., we received an email reminding us that the hearing would begin at 8 a.m. Our government affairs team was ready to go, and in an effort to be timely and relevant, we talked about the bill on yesterday's broadcast. After the audio file was sent and many stations had already played the daily broadcast, I began getting emails saying that the hearing had been canceled. When I went to the state website and pulled up the status of the bill itself, it said that the bill had been pulled by the sponsor on Tuesday and tabled in committee on Wednesday. That should have triggered an email to interested parties saying that Thursday's hearing was canceled, but it didn't. And to make matters worse, it generated an email saying the hearing was still scheduled for 8 a.m. For us, it was simply frustrating and embarrassing. We want our listeners to know that the information they receive on this broadcast is true and timely. But for others, the frustration can rise to a whole new level. There are people who literally drive for hours over winter roads to testify in person at these hearings, and for them to arrive only to find out that the hearing's been canceled is simply unacceptable. The legislative website underwent a huge upgrade since the 2023 legislative session, and lobbyists and legislators alike will tell you that many aspects of the upgrade were a failure. And this is from the people familiar with the system. One can only imagine how frustrating it is for members of the public who don't use the system on a daily basis. For us, the most important thing is to be able to track bills from concept through drafting and introduction to committee hearings and floor action in both houses, to joint conference committees, and finally to the governor, where it can be signed into law or vetoed. It's a complicated task, and we generally track between 20 and 30 bills per session. Right off the bat, this session, we were unable to search for bills, good or bad, that we should engage on. Our team finally sat down with the legislative tech people and were given a workaround that involved filters and exporting files. We've seen cases of bills showing up on the website in the wrong committees and video feeds being labeled incorrectly. You might click on the video feed for the House Judiciary Committee and find yourself watching a hearing in Senate Tax. And the video feed from the House Human Services Committee yesterday was so unstable that it kept going offline. The big complaint from the general public has been not receiving the proper link when they register to testify remotely by Zoom. As with all technology, the bugs will eventually be worked out, but in this case, that may not happen till after the legislature adjourns. Like I said, when it comes to technology, it's a great thing when it works. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Yeah, another great report there by Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation. And, yeah, it was a great update because, yeah, yesterday David Noble and I were talking about the Chancery Court and how cool that would be. But then David was like, I think that might have gotten tabled. And so, yeah, Jeff Laslaffy, he shot a bunch of us a text right after. He was like, hey, I'm going to have an update on Friday for you. So there you go. Happy Freedom Friday to all our great listeners out there. You know what? Because we're in Glendive today, Becky Hilliard is going to take the day off for our normal Look at the Bright Side segment. But you know what? Tim and Savage, he's a Lutheran pastor. He can look at the bright side, too. So we'll have some fun talking about that kind of stuff coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour as well.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Any graduate student can make things complicated. An old mentor of mine once told me as a student, it takes a genius to make things simple. And we clearly celebrate simplicity. Why simplicity? In all aspects of life. Einstein's famous equation, the golden rule, even football coach Al Davis telling us to just win, baby. But here's the rub. With the new tools of AI, artificial intelligence, complexity is no longer the barrier to making decisions that it used to be. AI can be thought of as a prediction machine that lets us take literally trillions of pieces of information into account to make decisions. The kinds of filters we use to make complicated questions understandable may give worse results than tools which literally consider everything. Of course, humans ultimately need to understand why an AI machine came to a conclusion. If the computer tells you to step off the cliff, do you do it? Simple explanations may be valuable, but in an AI world, they aren't always the best. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.